Welcome back to the News Desk on Scariff Bay Community Radio, bringing you weekly updates of news and events from around East Clare and a selection of music on Saturday the 27th of April 2024. Organ Donor Awareness Week 2024 has been taking place all week up to today, Saturday the 27th, and is organised by the Irish Kidney Association in association with the HSE's Organ Donation Transplant Ireland. This year's Organ Donation Awareness Week campaign is built around the theme "Don't leave your loved ones in doubt." There's no age limit to becoming an organ donor or to sign up. In 2021, one out of every three people who donated organs was over the age of 50. Kidney disease affects all age groups, both men and women. The reality of kidney disease is that it may impinge on many strands of a person's life, including health, employment, education, social life, relationships, physical fitness and general well-being. Visit the Irish Kidney Association website for all information, ika.ie/donorweek. A meet and greet took place in the Scariff Community Hall at the GAA Park last weekend where the international protection residents of the Clare Lakelands Hotel in Scariff were invited to meet local clubs and groups and learn what facilities and opportunities were available in the area. A huge crowd attended and enjoyed tea, coffee and a chat. Groups in attendance included all sports organisations in the area, as well as Scouts, the East Clare Musical Society, the ICA and many others. People aged 80 and over and people aged 5 and over are weak immune system are urged to get vaccinated and to protect themselves against COVID-19. The HSE's Spring Booster Vaccination Programme got underway last Monday with the rollout of the free COVID-19 vaccine to people aged 80 over and children aged 5 plus with a weak immune system and older persons living in residential care. The vaccines will be available from participating GPs and pharmacists. HSE vaccination teams will also provide the vaccine for people living in nursing homes and individuals who are confined to their homes. The Scariff community has teamed up with the Irish Blood Transfusion Service, the IBTS, to host the first ever blood donation clinic at the Scariff Community Hall. This event, aimed at bolstering the blood supplies and saving lives, is scheduled for Monday the 29th from 4:50pm to 8:10pm. Joe Rogers of Scariff GAA stated, "Hosting the first blood donation clinic at our community hall is a proud moment for all of us in Scariff. It's about community spirit and coming together for a cause that can save lives. All of us in Scariff are thrilled to partner with the IBTS and encourage everyone who can to donate. The blood donation clinic is open to anyone aged 18 to 65 who meets the health and eligibility criteria for blood donation. New blood donors can book by appointment by phoning 1800 222 111. And first-time donors can check their eligibility at the website giveblood.ie. East Clare paddlers are having adult beginners kayaking level 1 sit on top flat water skills course every Tuesday, starting on next Tuesday the 30th to the 28th of May for 5 weeks at the Scariff Harbour. Places are limited to 10 per class. For information and to book, visit their Facebook page or email them at eastclarepaddlers@gmail.com. Scariff Library will have the following events on Tuesday the 30th of April. Home Fire Safety for the Elderly Talk at 11 a.m. There'll be chess at 5 p.m. The Evening Book Club reading The Yiddish Policeman's Union at 7 p.m. On Friday the 3rd of May, Bridge Session will be starting from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In the Gallery Library, there's an exhibition called Dust. It's paintings and collage by Aisling Martin on display until the 17th of May. All are welcome to drop in and view it. Multiple Sclerosis Ireland are inviting people to do their Dip a Day challenge for the month of May. Whether you're a seasoned swimmer or dipping your toes in the water for the first time, this challenge is made for everyone. Your participation in this challenge will support MS Ireland in its commitment to provide services to the 10,000 people living with MS in Ireland. MS Ireland provides a range of services to thousands of people with MS and their family members. These services are delivered where practical and possibly in a blended way through in-person and online. MS strives to provide a high quality service which supports and promotes integrated and evidence-based services. They work in partnership with the HSE and other service providers to enable people with MS to achieve the maximum quality of life through health promoting programmes. Registrations are now open, so visit the Facebook page or the website mssociety.ie. Solace the Poshti, Light for the Children of Gaza event will take place in the following playgrounds in East Clare, Scariff, Monshannon, Fecal and Quinn on Wednesday the 1st of May at 9:30 p.m. Just bring a candle and in memory of the Children of Gaza and make a donation of €5 or more, and you can pledge your donation to gofundme.com/fcandlesforgaza. All monies raised will go to the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund working on the grounds in Gaza. Your support will be welcome. This is an initiative of Gael and Son Gaza and being organised locally by volunteers from the East Clare for Palestine. For further information, you can contact Carol McNamara on 087 289 2154. Mount Shannon Arts are running an amateur photography competition with the theme Fusion. The deadline is May the 1st. The winner will receive €100 and their entry will be professionally printed and framed by Coolbawn Cross Photography. The junior winner will receive €20 and will have their photo also printed and framed. For all information on the competition rules and regulations, visit the website mountshannonarts.ie. A concert in aid of St. Flannan's Cathedral Killaloe will take place on Thursday the 2nd of May at 7 p.m. in the Cathedral by the Voices by the Water event. Will feature Killaloe Male Voice Choir, the Goonas, with special guest soprano Lorraine Galvin. Tickets are €15 and available at the door. An East Clare Session for Gaza will take place on Sunday the 5th of May at 8 p.m. in Pepper's Pub in Fecal. This is a fundraising event for MAP, that's the Medical Aid for Palestinians, and the tickets are €20. It will feature many of the wonderful traditional musicians and singers, as well as guest speakers, including Dr. Tomás McAmara. You can dance the night away with the Brendan Harty Band. A great night is guaranteed. Visit the website eventbrite.ie for tickets, or you can pay at the door. The Bodaike Annual May Bank Holiday 2024 festival will take place from the 3rd to the 6th. There'll be music in the marquee by the Friday Game on Friday. Evoke Band will play on Saturday, Big Generator on Sunday, and Dancing with Larry McAvoy on the Monday. This is a family fun weekend with lots of traditional music, a family walk, golf classic, kiddies disco, craft fair, and the Battle of the Townlands. To be part of the festival, you're invited to set up a stall at the market in the marquee at the Cobbler's Rest Bodaike on Saturday the 4th from 11 a.m. The market will take place from 12 to 3 p.m. For tickets and information, visit eventbrite.com Bodaike Annual Festival Tickets, or you can just visit their Facebook and Instagram pages. Whitegate Maybank Holiday Festival will have the following events. An Alzheimer's Tea Day on Thursday the 2nd of May at 7 p.m. in the clubhouse with Cuiva Holland dancing following her appearance on TG Cahar Real Deal. Progressive 45 card game will be on Friday the 3rd at 9 p.m. Saturday there'll be underage hurling for the Ulton Hayes Cup at 4 p.m. and senior hurling at 6 p.m. On Sunday there's a kiddies tractor run and a fancy dress parade at 1 p.m. from McDermott's shop. A family quiz at 4 p.m. Seven-a-side mixed soccer for the Jason Brogan Cup on the Lough Isle National School AstroTurf at 6:30 p.m. And the Bank Holiday Monday, the annual Dinny Ryan 10K and family 5K run or walk at 12 noon with registration from 10:20 in the clubhouse and refreshments afterwards. Fun and novelty games for all in the GA grounds at 5 p.m. and bingo at 8 p.m. in the clubhouse. A family fun cycle will take place on the Tuesday the 7th, leaving the clubhouse at 6:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome to this action-packed Whitegate May Bank Holiday Festival. Also for the May Bank Holiday, the Vikings will take over Craganown and turn it into the Viking village. The highlight of the Viking invasion will be the battle recreation on the Castle Green at various times during the day when the warring warriors demonstrate their fierce battle skills. There are many other events, so book your tickets via their website, craiganowen.ie. The East Clare Golf Club will be holding a club fundraising classic for teams of three, men's, ladies and mixed, and a champagne scramble. Also an 18-hole and 9-hole competitions, and that'll be on from May the 6th to the 12th inclusive. Members are just €30 and visitors €40 with reduced rates for re-entry. You can phone 061 921 322 to book a tea time. A blessing for expectant mothers will be held in the Tullagh Church on Thursday the 9th of May at 7 p.m. All family members, grandparents and friends are welcome to attend. This is for the parishes in East Clare. It's a very special ceremony and there's a cup of tea afterwards for everyone. Darkness into Light, proudly sponsored by Electric Ireland, are inviting people to sign up by Friday the 3rd of May for guaranteed delivery of their iconic T-shirt and wear it with pride as you walk from darkness into light on Saturday, May the 11th at 4:15 a.m. start. Over the recent years, there have been a substantial increase of teenage clients nationally. In 2022, 36% of the clients they saw were under the age of 18. By signing up for Darkness into Light Walk, you will not only be funding free crisis services, but also sending a powerful message of hope to those who are struggling. Their services are provided by fully qualified therapists with no referral necessary. If you or someone you know may need support around suicidal ideation, please call 1800 247 247 for all information on the venues and to sign up. And the website is darknessintolight.ie. CREE challenges you to increase your steps each day for the month of May to support stroke survivors and their families. Register and donate €15 and receive a snood on completion. And the website is stepsforstroke.iregister.ie. Lough Derghor and Ally Charity Cycle 2024 Lap the Lake will take place on Saturday the 11th of May. Cyclists may again choose between the 120km route or the 65km one. Rider safety and well-being is a priority, with first aid providers, outriders, marshals and bike maintenance stops along the route, as well as comfort and refreshment stations. The RNLI, a search and rescue charity, is reliant on the support of the public to continue its life-saving work. Fundraising events such as Lap the Lake RNLI Lough Derg Charity Cycle enables the charity to provide the best safety kit and training for volunteer crews and to build and develop lifeboats capabilities and to deliver its international drowning prevention programmes. Details on how to register are available on eventbrite.co.uk RNLI Lough Derg Charity Cycle 2024 Lap the Lake. Please support this worthy cause that helps to save lives. Mount Shannon Arts are inviting people to support a local business and support the Mount Shannon Arts Festival also. Buy It Forward is the answer as to how that can be done by purchasing a voucher from your chosen business to the value of €20 to €50 and consider donating it to the Mount Shannon Arts annual raffle. If interested, please email mountshannonfestival@gmail.com. CREE challenges you to increase your steps each day for the month of May to... Oh, sorry, I have that already said. Okay. Tim Graney, historian and author Tomás McAmara, is heading to the U.S. state of Arkansas, where he will work with the Irish Cultural Society of Arkansas to help build a project to document the memories and traditions of the Irish-American community living there. The Arkansas Irish Oral Heritage Project is called Deep Memories, and it aims to digitally record, preserve and disseminate the unique memories, testimony and tradition of the members there. The project will involve interviewing people across Little Rock and Arkansas who are descended from various parts of Ireland, as well as training workshops with volunteers. The Heritage Committee and Tomás are looking forward to working together to capture special memories and stories. And Scarve's Michael McNamara TD has confirmed he is putting his name forward to contest the European elections. Some of the reasons for opting to go to Europe, he said, over the past few years, many people have felt underrepresented in the making of decisions that affect their lives. I have questioned the government and tried to make them explain the decisions they make, and I will be asking people for their support to do the same in Europe, where more and more of the decisions that affect us in Ireland are made. His key issues include agriculture and renewable energy, Protecting Family Farms, Price Transparency in the Food Chain, Ireland's Offshore Energy Sector, Support Shannon and the Regional Airports, Advocate for Funding as Part of the European Green Deal, and work to ensure that those on the hospital waiting list can obtain treatment in other European states. And we wish him the very best of luck. The news is sponsored by Leona Nails and Brow Baron Scarif. That's all the news for this week. News was compiled and read by myself, Ursula Hogan. Stay tuned for the weather forecast read to you by Jim Collins. Thank you for listening and take care.
The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff. Today, Saturday, will be a cool day with sunny spells. It will start off mainly dry. There will be showers, but through the day those showers will become more scattered and we'll have highs of 9 to 12 degrees and it'll be mildest here in the west. Showers dying out and becoming mainly dry and chilly tonight. Lowest temperatures of minus 1 to plus 3 degrees. Sunny spells and scattered showers feeding in from the west through tomorrow Sunday. Cloud will build from the Atlantic towards evening. It'll be fairly cool again with highs of 9 to 12 degrees. Scattered showers easing for a time with cloud continuing to increase from the Atlantic Sunday night. Outbreaks of rain developing in the west and spreading eastwards overnight. Some locally heavy falls on higher ground in the west and southwest. Lowest air temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees and there'll be occasional mist. A wet and cloudy day Monday. Widespread outbreaks of rain, heavy at times, will spread across the whole country through the morning. Showers will follow the clearance in the west through the evening and highs of 9 to 12 degrees. Rain will clear eastwards through Monday night, scattered showers elsewhere with some clearer spells, mist and fog patches possible also, and lows of 3 to 7 degrees. Current indications suggest another wet day Tuesday with further spells of rain, heavier times in the south with highs of 9 to 13 degrees. And the further outlook, well, continuing unsettled through the week, but turning milder. And that's the forecast. The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff.